This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Like we said earlier, that we're coming right now almost to the end of the journey with Riyadh al-Salihin, as we now starting reading from the last chapter or the last book from Riyadh al-Salihin. It's been, mashallah, over 7+ years since we started the khatm, and now we're coming to the end. The last 28 hadiths. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he concludes the book with a very special chapter. And that's the book of al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Obviously, after every single good deed that you do, it is always recommended that we end that with what? Istighfar, seeking forgiveness. That's why when you finish your salah, the first thing you say is what? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And the hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also ordered the hujjaj when they finish from Arafah, and they come to Muzdalifah. What do they ask him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do? Same thing, astaghfir, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing after a long fast from the month of Ramadan. The same thing, we seek istighfar as well towards the end. So istighfar is extremely important. Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this first, and then the ahadith. Qal Imam al-Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, Babu al-Amri bil-istighfari wa fadli. This is a chapter on the seeking forgiveness, the order of seeking forgiveness, and the virtue of seeking forgiveness. قال الله عز وجل واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ask forgiveness for your sins and for the sins of the believing men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet, قال واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. And seek the forgiveness of Allah. Certainly Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. وقال تعالى فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان غفارا. He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so glorify the praise of your Lord and ask his forgiveness. Verily he is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. What do we learn from these ayat so far is what, Jama'ah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he orders the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to seek forgiveness. Like it's a command. It's not a command, it's not an option. You need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you might say, why the Prophet? If the Prophet says his sins were forgiven, why he's commanding him to seek forgiveness? Because that's telling us you're not seeking forgiveness because you're committing sin or otherwise. You're seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because maybe you are not even doing enough to show appreciation and to show your praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that he deserves. And that in itself requires that you seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. When he spoke of the believers, what did he say? قال وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And those who seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Sahar. The Sahar time is the pre-dawn hour. Right before Fajr, when everybody's sleeping, it's quiet, and subhanAllah, you're among the few people who are awake and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجْدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever يَعْمَلْ سُوء, commits a sin, أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, transgress against themselves by transgressing with committing sins, indulgence, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ, and this person seeks forgiveness from Allah, يَجْدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, they shall find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving, most merciful. وقال تعالى وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over here, Allah will never punish them as long as you are amongst them. وما كان الله معذبهم يستغفرون, and Allah will not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like he's telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the people of Mecca and the Sahaba as well. During the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah prevented a mass calamity to take over in Mecca. Like Qawm Ad and Lut and Hud, they were all destroyed in an instant. But Allah protected the Ummah, protected the people of Mecca and Quraysh at that time by the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam among them. So he said, I'm not going to punish them as long as you're among them alive. But then after he's gone, that protection can continue, he says. But condition what? That they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal as a community, Allah shall protect this ummah and this community from a mass destruction to it. وقال تعالى والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم وما يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. قال الله عز وجل in this ayah, and those when they commit a sin, فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم, they indulge and they transgress against themselves, ذكروا الله, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فاستغفروا لذنوبهم, the moment they remember, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the moment they get this awareness, they have the awareness moment of what they've done, the sin they've committed, the transgression they caused themselves against themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules, they seek Allah's forgiveness right away. قَالَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُ لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sins. وَمَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Like, why are they seeking forgiveness anyway? Because they know no one will forgive the sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ وَلَمْ يُصُرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا, and they won't remain insistent on doing that sin or committing that sin. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, of course, while they are doing that deliberately. I mean, sometimes we repeat the sin over and over again, not because we want to do that, rather because we just get weak. We get weak and we commit the sin again. But if someone doing the sin and they keep doing it again and again and again and seeking pleasure deliberately, intentionally, premeditated, that doesn't work for them. That forgiveness they're seeking doesn't work for them because now they're insisting on the sin. Not because they're feeling regretful because of what they have committed and what they have done. So that, these are some of the ayat that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah began the chapter with. And then he started with the ahadith. The first two hadith are similar to each other almost, you could say. And that's beginning with the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. For hadith number 1869 and 1870, قال وعن الأغر المزني رضي الله عنه وارضاه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنه لا يغان على قلبي وإني لا أستغفر الله في اليوم 100 مرة. رواه مسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, sometimes I perceive a veil over my heart, like I feel that my heart is clouded. It's like there is heaviness over my heart. صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying. قال and I supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness 100 times in a day. Like he says, even though I'm seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times in a day, I can still feel that heaviness on my heart. Or it could be the other way around. Because I feel that heaviness in my heart, so I try to repel that and remove it by seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 100 times. Now when the Prophet says, لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِي, like I have that heaviness, that cloud over my heart, does that mean it's going to cloud his judgment? The answer is no. He's guided by his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's a human being after all. He sometimes gets sad, sometimes, you know, feels that kind of, like the burden of the rejection he gets from his people. So he feels that in his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says about him, قَالْ قَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ, that we know that what they're telling you, it saddens you. And Allah told him subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالْ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ, they're not denying you. They're not denying you, but they're just being ungrateful, that's all. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ, they're denying Allah's verses. So here the Prophet says, with that, I seek forgiveness 100 times. Now when the Prophet says, مِئَةَ مَرَّةً, does that mean 100, a number, exact number, which 100 times? So majority of the muhaddithin, they say, when the Prophet says 100, and another hadith says 70, because it doesn't mean the number 100 or number 70. That's an expression in the Arabic language for what? For a lot. Like sometimes we do that as well today. So I called him 100 times. Does it mean you did that 100 times exactly? No, he's just saying a lot. So when the Prophet says 100 times, don't worry about counting 100. Just keep seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the other hadith, hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqul, wallahi, inni la astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthar min 70 marra. He said, I swear that I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I turn to him in repentance more than 70 times a day. Again, 70 is actually means more than that. Now, a question for you. What is the difference between astaghfirullah, atubu ilayh? What's the difference between istighfar and tawbah? So seeking forgiveness and repentance. But aren't they the same? When you seek istighfar, you're repenting. And when you do tawbah, you're actually seeking istighfar. It's part of it. One is part of the other one. So let's talk about this quickly. Al-istighfar in the Arabic language comes from ghafara, yaghfiru. And al-ghafar in the Arabic language means to conceal. Usually, ghufran or maghfira means concealment. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal your sins so they're not going to be exposed. And also conceal them from you as well too on the Day of Judgment. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to pursue any judgment against you because of these sins. Not to pursue punishment because of that. That's why in the Arabic language, the helmet, the warriors they wore in the battle, is called Mighfar. Al-Mighfar, the one that conceals the head. That's what's called Mighfar. So Al-Maghfira, it means that you're asking Allah to conceal that so it doesn't pursue punishment because of what you've committed. Alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to pursue me because of what I've done, that's great, isn't it? Is there anything better than that? Yeah, Al-Afu. Al-Afu is to completely cancel this and erase it. So you don't be reminded with it in the future. Is there anything better than that? Absolutely. As-safh. To treat you as if you've never done anything wrong. So we ask Allah to have safh upon us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just maghfirah. So that's al-maghfirah. At-tawbah is the actual action that you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you go to Allah azza wa jal wholeheartedly, not just with your tongue, rather with your actions. So they say al-istighfar is by the tongue, at-tawbah by the actions of the heart and the body, including the tongue as well too. And some they say actually al-istighfar is the beginning and the initiation of tawbah. Just like the end of your istighfar should be concluded by what? By tawbah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran قال وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Allah says, I'm telling you to seek forgiveness from your Lord, then return back to Him in repentance. So you seek istighfar first, and then you start making that tawbah. That tawbah is very known to all of us, requires three major conditions. Number one, that you quit what you're committing. Number two, you regret what you've done. And number three, that you make commitment, you would never go back again to it. If you have these three conditions, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, and you're doing that sincerely from the heart, hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from you. Just remember, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was seeking more than 70, 100 times forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal, how often should we do it, jama'ah? If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he seeks tawbah every single day, more than 70 times, how much tawbah you're doing every single day, jama'ah? Keep that in mind, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Any question, jama'ah? Tawbah. Any specific dua for that? It's coming, inshallah ta'ala, in the chapter. Bidnillah azza wa jalla. Yes. Is the tawbah has to be something specific? Like, do you have to do some specific action, specific event? Or can it be in general? Obviously, the tawbah, that is the most important thing, is the tawbah of the heart. It means that the repentance of the heart in regard to the sin that was committed. But definitely, that should translate into the action as well too. Is there any specific action that you need to do? Well, there is no specific. You can do it instantly after committing that sin. But it's better to do like what Uthman radiallahu ta'ala wardah did, in which he said in the hadith that when he made a thorough wudu, and then he said, Qala, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu like this, and then he said, Man tawadda nahu wudu'i hada, whoever makes thorough wudu like this one, ثم صلى ركعتين and then prayed two ركعة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, his previous sins will be forgiven. And those two ركعة, they call them sunnah at-tawbah. So if someone commits a sin and they're so regretful and remorseful, then just go make wudu, pray these two ركعة and ask Allah for forgiveness sincerely from the heart. Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that. Wallahu ta'ala. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته